District 87 is dipping into reserves to fill a projected $2 million deficit the school board approved last night, but the district isn't planning changes in the tax rate or to staffing levels. Superintendent Barry Riley tells WGLT's Eric Stock he believes the deficit likely won't be that big. He notes a deficit that was projected to be even larger last year ended up being a surplus.
If we receive additional revenues that would be that we did not suspect we would get, that could be another way to lessen that or minimize that. And we always look for ways to reduce our costs as we go. Now, typically we do conservative budgets, meaning that we might overestimate that deficit and really work to sharpen the pencils as we go through the year and come in less. However, I will tell you in the last few cycles, we're starting to sharpen those pencils early. And so that's probably a truer representation of what we expect in the end. Minus any unforeseen additional revenues that we didn't anticipate.
So the district is moving money from working cash into education and maintenance funds as a buffer in case that does end up in the red. Is the working cash fund still in a safe spot as far as you see?
Oh, absolutely it is. In fact, we monitor that. Even if we were to continue in this manner for several years, we are fine. And the thing that's important for people out there to understand and know is we keep our debt, all debt, not just working cash debt, but all of our debt in this 10 to 12 year window. That is much less than most school districts do. Most will either maximize their debt capacity, which means they'll borrow as much as they possibly can, and that stretches out over a longer period of time. We have really worked to keep that in that 10 to 12 year window of that debt. Therefore, some will roll off in one particular year. You can issue some new debt and still maintain a level tax rate. And that's really what we've strived to do here in recent years. And we've really committed to doing that. And we believe we can still do that.
So the working cash fund at about $9 million now, so you don't foresee the need for an increase in the tax rate anytime soon?
No. In fact, that's our goal, to keep that where it's at. If we can lower that, we certainly will. But I expect that will be right at where it's at for the foreseeable future.
Staying on the financial front, we learned a couple of weeks ago that the State Farm building downtown that had been slated for demolition, a new buyer emerged, a deal expected to close next month to turn the facility into luxury apartments. Looking at it from the tax perspective, the developer indicated to us that they would likely be seeking some sort of incentives to make this project happen, though they've not talked to the city about this yet. I know you've talked to the city council previously about these tax increment financing incentives that are short-term sacrifices for the school district with the intent to be a long-term growth in the tax base, and you cautioned them against doing it without considering the school district's impact. The last you spoke to them was a year ago. Four of the council members have since changed. Do you expect to revisit this discussion with the city council in light of what may happen here, or perhaps a broader discussion?
I think that's something that we always have to keep out in front of the city council and the mayor, the city manager. And I can tell you that we have good relationships with those folks, and the communication is strong. So I don't foresee any issue with making our thoughts on that known and sharing information. They've been really good to work with. I would not, you, Eric, originally characterized this as a short-term problem for a long-term solution. I would argue that a TIF is actually a long-term tax incentive as opposed to short-term, meaning that these typically are for 23 years or longer. If you put it into perspective of a child who is born today, they will not see any of that increment increase, assuming that's what happens, and they typically do. As the value of the land increases, it's frozen where it stands when they start it. A kid born today will not see that throughout their entire pre-K-12 education. So what we've always talked about is really utilizing short-term tax incentives. Again, we are not opposed to tax incentives. We prefer much shorter terms that contain clawback provisions, so abatements. Good examples are the foundry over here where Greentop Grocery is located and a couple of other businesses. Those that use short-term, put in clawback provisions, require employers to produce and hit some benchmarks, those to us are much more palatable than throwing a 23-year TIF. So the developer hits all of the incentive. It just is hard for us to swallow, especially in a day and age when we rely so heavily on local resources to get us through. And those local resources have been typically flat or sometimes declining or very small increases. So that, to us, is a little troubling if we're always talking TIFs.
Would there be a TIF that you might support for this project, and keeping in mind other taxing bodies are impacted by this as well?
Those are things that we look at on case-by-case basis. I can tell you that on the surface, no, we are not supportive of a long-term TIF. I suspect that not only with this development, but as you think about, everybody pays attention to Eastland Mall, that area. At some point, if there's developer interest to do something there, which of course we all hope that does occur, I suspect there will be interest in some sort of tax incentive. And again, throwing a 23-year TIF over what I would argue is the most valuable piece of property in the entire county, that is a hard pill to swallow for a district that relies so heavily on the local resources. So, no, we are not very supportive of TIFs.
That was District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley with WGLT's Eric Stock. We'll bring you more of our conversation with Riley on Sound Ideas next week. He discusses a new lacrosse co-op with Normal Community and Normal West and concerns about students vaping.